Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Winter is finally cooperating with the Iditarod, the 1,000-mile dog sled race in Alaska. There was fresh snow in Fairbanks, where the race is getting underway today. Before that, unseasonably warm weather forced officials to change the course. 27-year-old Dallas Seavey has won the Iditarod twice, first in 2012, when he became the youngest winner, and last year when he clocked the fastest time ever, 8 days, 13 hours, 4 minutes, and 19 seconds. In between, in 2013, his dad became the oldest winner when he won. So it's an Iditarod dynasty. Every week we have a conversation with someone in a position of leadership. This week's View from the Top is the top of the pack because Dallas says he has to be the alpha dog to win. But as we said, it's also something of a family business. So we asked him before the race, does he view the dogs as employees or as colleagues?
It's a very unique relationship that the Mushers have with their dogs. It's closer than any coworker because we're with them 24/7. And then we also put our lives on the line with these coworkers. And your only hope of extricating yourself from the wilderness is that your sled dogs do their job. And inversely, the dogs, they rely 100% on you. It creates a very close relationship, far closer than any house pet. The only similar situation might be comrades in combat.
Yeah. Tell us how you work with these colleagues of yours, how it runs internally. Now, you told Outside Online that because you've had these really big wins recently, you're now free to experiment a little bit with your employees, I mean dogs, in their training. But then you told Outside Online that you couldn't tell them what that meant because, of course, it was a huge secret. So I know that since this is our leadership segment, you are now ready to tell us.
Ready to tell everything, of course, right? No, we've been experimenting since day one. The first Iditarod that I won in 2012 was with a team of dogs that was entirely purchased from other mushers. Mushers that essentially had fired these employees, if you will. So starting with that very basic kind of foundation of knowledge, we went forward and tried to find where are the downfalls for each of our athletes. How can we get these dogs in good shape, ready to race the Iditarod, condition the team to work together while avoiding all these downfalls? So we kind of rewrote the book, and that's where we have found our success. And I think that a lot of other competitors that I race against, they do that in the beginning. Then they find success, and they want things to be solid and definite, and they stop changing. And that's when they become stagnant. For me, I'm going to keep experimenting, keep trying different things.
Well, can you give us just one little example? I know you don't want to give away, obviously, inside secrets, but would you take one dog and do stretches with him? I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Okay, here's a good example. Mushing, as a sport, is kind of trendy. We are all trying to watch our competitors and see what they're doing and make sure they're not doing something that we should be doing, right? And that's common in business as well. When I got into mushing, the big trend at that point was how far can we go? People were trying to win the Iditarod by going on farther or longer and longer runs. What I mean by a longer run is a longer time and distance between rests. So what may have been normal a couple of years ago, where the dogs would run maybe 5 to 6 hours and take maybe a 6 or 8 hour rest, and then run another 5 to 6 hours, now people were trying to go a 10, 11, 12 hours, which some dogs can do. So one simple example would be when I started racing, we went against the grain of everybody when everybody else was trying to go farther and farther. We focused on doing shorter, faster runs. We focused on developing speed, and speed was kind of our counterbalance to everybody else's long-range missile, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's something you have to develop in each dog individually and then also as a team.
Look, there are people who have questioned putting dogs through these paces, but those who love dogs and defend it say this is what they naturally want to do. But putting that aside, you have a relationship with the dogs. It's sort of a dog whisper. You say you can look in their eyes and see something. I'd imagine you'd have to. When it's crunch time, you'd really have to be able to look in their eyes and see what that dog can really do.
With a sled dog, I feel like we have a very solid communication, though it's not a common language, so to speak. To be able to understand your dogs, how much are they able to give right now? Is today a day to push or is today a day to rest? Or is food of larger importance? Should I keep them awake until they eat plenty? And then lastly is a communication that goes the other way. And that is from me to them. I think they're a little bit better at picking up on our communications than we are on theirs sometimes. But certainly that's a very valuable thing to instill confidence in your dog team. They know that you're in tune with what they need and how far they can push today, and that gives them a sense of security. So our job as a manager is to remove all stress from their environment outside of their one job, which is traveling down the trail.
That's Dallas Seavey, two-time winner of the Iditarod. We spoke before this year's race, which started today. Dallas is out there mushing.